Thursday morning, August 30th, our Stony Brook edition of Open Mac, and we've been lax on Open Mac, and that a lot of that falls on me and not you. But we're not quite 48 hours because of the 6 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. Quickly, let's touch on camp, the work that you got done during camp, the time that you guys were out there, and what you think you guys have accomplished in that, when we talk about 3.5 weeks worth of camp.
I think we accomplished one heartbeat. We have a very, very good core. We have very, very good skill players and some playmakers, but our core is solid. And that usually makes a good football team. I think we got every goal that we wanted done in camp. The challenge is speed of the game. We had 3 scrimmages and to get speed of the game, because the only way you get speed of the game is to go live, game-like atmosphere. And that's always a challenge your first game, that the speed doesn't get you. I always go back to 2010 and against New Hampshire, and I knew we were going to struggle because we had a young quarterback and a young, so young offensive line, but the speed got us a little bit. And that's my biggest concern going into these first 3 games, that we get them game ready for the September 22nd conference opener against Wagner, which is where it counts for us.
A little bit different this year. Previous years you've announced captains during the spring, but this year you waited and you did it during camp. Talk about why you did that, and then eventually about these 6 guys that you chose.
Great question, Tommy. The reason why I did, we won back-to-back championships, and I've always let the players vote it, and in this case, we did the same, but it became a popularity contest, and we got some self-entitlement last year. Some of the reasons why we had those struggles were my fault, but some of it's the way I managed it, and I wanted these captains to prove their worth by their actions, not by their talk, and they're all wonderful students. They reach out to every part of our team, and I believe in my heart it's the correct thing to do.
Let's name those 6 guys real quick, and I'll try to do it off the top of my head.
I can do it if you can.
Anybody.
Go ahead.
We got Jake White, who's a quarterback. Juan Duque, the kicker from New Britain. Lorenzo Baker. DJ Raddick.
Denzel Jones
out of Bloomfield.
Nate Pagan.
And Nate Pagan out of Newington. So I believe there's 5 out of the 6 of those guys are Connecticut guys. And I think, you know, you've shown in your 7 years here that, you know, a big core of this team tends to go around the state of Connecticut.
No doubt. And I think they got to reach the part of the team. When you're a captain, you can't talk it. Lorenzo Baker brings something to the table because of his position, and he's been here 5 years. Nate Pagan from Newington brings something to the table. And he's from Connecticut, been here 5 years. Juan Duque, he hits a specialist. Does a great job. DJ Raddick was a transfer, but it's been here 4 years. Wonderful student athlete. Does it by his actions. Hits a portion of this team. And then you got the 2 underclassmen, Denzel Jones and Jake White. And they hit a core of the unit that the players can respect because of their actions. And I feel really, really good about them. It's not all based off of ability. Like, Jake is a core player. And I know you're a fan of Jake. He beat Southern Connecticut when he played quarterback last year. But he's going to be long snapping. He's the third-team quarterback. You know, on some teams. But he brings a lot to the table on the academic side, on what he does, and on his playing side. He's very humble. And the only thing that matters to Jake is what is good for the team. And that's what you want out of your captains. And you don't have to be a great player to be a captain. That's where people make errors. Sometimes being a good player doesn't give you captain qualities. And have to do other things to be a captain. You have to buy in. You have to be a spokesman for the head coach and the assistant coaches. And you have to preach the mission statement, regardless of circumstance. And all 6 of those guys do that, and I feel really good about them.
You open the season with, I'll say arguably, you might say definitely, the toughest schedule in the country. You're going to play 3 teams that are all in the top 20 in all the polls. Most of them are in the top 15 in all the polls, and some of them are in the top 11 and 12 of all the polls. You're going to play at Stony Brook, which is a program in the last 5 years that has just taken off. You're going to come home and host Lehigh, and then go on the road and play New Hampshire. I know that the goal is to get ready for September 22nd, but of those, in those three games, what can you hope to see out of your team, and what do you hope to accomplish?
Get better. I think that's a common theme of any coach. Sometimes you can't look at the scoreboard. We're blessed to have a very competitive schedule, and that's fun. I can't say it's the best in the country because that's argumentative, but I can say it's the best schedule Central's ever played because they all got returning players coming back, and it's very, very challenging. Very excited about it. I want to get better. I want to get to September 22nd to our conference schedule. Our goal always, every year, is to win the NEC outright. That'll never change why I'm here. And you got to get better. You'll see it by the scores if we fall apart, the speed of the game. But any coach wants to get their team better A to Z. I always go back, and for Blue Devil fans, when they listen to this, can get this analogy. In 07, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Coach Dickerman's basketball team was 3-9 non-conference. And I think they lost two or three conference games, and they got better. They had tough seniors, but he prepared them. Did it right, and that's really what we want to do. We've upset people playing this type of schedule. We're not going into these games not trying to win and using them as exhibition. We're going to try to win, but we're going to be realistic. We're always going to use what Dr. Miller said in his opening statements about realistic goals. And it's like me. I'm down to 180. I've lost 50 pounds. But if I want to be a jockey, that's unrealistic. That's not going
to
happen.
People aren't going to get that now.
I know.
You have to tell the story.
Tell the story, the deal is this. I'm not going to lose enough weight to be a jockey. Dr. Miller had a great statement in his opening statement when and if you know Dr. Miller, he's about 6'6", 300 and some odd pounds. And he'd been on a diet, but he was talking about setting realistic goals. And him being a jockey is not going to happen. And what we got to do is set realistic goals. Our mission statement here is to do it right, and we got a lot of good people here. And we're excited about the schedule. It's challenging. There's no complaints on that. But we have to be realistic, and we have to go out there and play the games and get better, and let's see where we are at the end of the season. And I feel really, really good about this team. But you can't judge it sometimes by the scoreboard.
Let's go to the quarterback position and talk about the two guys that are there right now. And if you follow Coach Mack on Twitter, which is JMFireUp_, I have it bookmarked, so I just click on it and there it pops up. Then you know that the decision on the starting quarterback will come tomorrow or game day. And those two guys are Andrew Clements, who saw some time there last year, and Nick San Giacomo, who's a transfer from Tulane, who redshirted at Tulane a year ago. And they bring some different things to the table. And you've shown in the past that you're going to play more than one guy and that can work. We've won championships that way, and I know that you talk about that a lot. Going into Saturday, regardless of who you choose to play that first possession, I guess is the right word that I'm looking for, that first set of downs. What do you look for from these two guys, and what does each guy need to work on to maybe stand out from the other?
Not turn the ball over. Get used to the speed of the game. They're both going to be extremely nervous, and they've never played a college football. You played in college football games. You can remember your first college football
game. I threw up on the back of my center in my first college football game.
Now I go back to 2010 with Gunner. Me and you chatted then. And actually that day I played Denzel. And
he was a little bit nervous at quarterback his first game.
Quite a bit. And if you weren't, you're not normal. And we're going to build something here. The reason why, if you have a solid locker room, you can play too. They both do good things. Andrew runs the ball extremely well and can throw it. Nick throws it a little bit better and can run it. He's not quite as good a runner. But in our type of offense, you better have two ready because they're going to get a hit. And We won a championship in 09 outright because I played two quarterbacks. And if you go back to that, Hunter played a lot early, but Aubrey played receiver in there at quarterback. But when Hunter went out at Bryant, Aubrey took over, and we won it outright. And you better be prepared. Bill Belichick does it better than anybody. You better build depth. You better be ready. Very, very doable. Won national championships at Troy State playing two. As long as the locker room's not divided and the core's behind it and gets the mission statement and the quarterbacks are not unselfish, it's very, very viable and doable. And I think that's the direction we're headed right at this point. We'll make an announcement tomorrow. I'll let you know first, and then we'll let the media outlets know. I got to discuss with the kids. I've already made a decision. I'm not going to state it today because I haven't talked to the young men. And we'll have a plan intact that's positive, gives the Blue Devils the best chance to win.
When you get on that bus tomorrow morning to head out there, is it once you sit down in that seat and that bus gets rolling, can you take a deep breath and just concentrate on the football game and not sitting here? We talked earlier about your office, and I wish we had tape to show people because, and I don't think you mind me saying this,
no,
there's a lot of stuff going on in here. There is stuff everywhere, but I would imagine that just about every head football coach's office in the country is, there's a lot going on at this point. Do you sit down and just say, all right, now we're Stony Brook, we're looking at 6 p.m. Saturday night, and then, you know, once we get back here, then we can start tackling that other stuff. But, you know, all the paperwork, all the film, all the meetings, all that kind of stuff just is done, and you sit down and say, all right, now we're ready to play a football game.
No doubt.
I'm glad you didn't say no.
No, I we have a plan. And you know this, Central's a blue-collar school, and we do a lot with a little. There's so many good people here that care. We got a lot of hats. Like, you got to do tickets. We do stuff here that people, if they came here, they go, how do you do it? And we do it because we love it. When I get on that bus tomorrow, I'm going to enjoy watching our players play the game. I'm going to be very calm. I'm going to enjoy watching our coaches work, our players, and I'm going to have fun because I get 11 opportunities this fall. And every one of them I'm going to enjoy. And we've been very blessed. There's something here that I'm going to bring up. And James Thompson has come back to school here. James is a cancer survivor. Last November, he had acute leukemia. And he was at practice today. And he's been through a lot. And you got to keep life in perspective. And you better enjoy the moments you got. You only get so many moments to enjoy to compete. And he's back at school, coming back. He's such a wonderful young man. And there's a lot of things that happens at all institutions that a lot of people don't know. And it's not put light because ultimately our goal is to win. And that'll never change. But you have to keep it in perspective and you have to do things right. So I'm going to enjoy it. I'm enjoying today. I enjoy talking to you. And hey, we've been going to Twitter now. We have to tell people, you get on yourself about the Open Max, but we all have been doing a lot. We've been rebranded. We got a new scoreboard. If you follow, in this modern day, you better follow Twitter. And we're shorthanded. We do what we do well. We're proud of what we do. And we're excited about it.
We're not going to skip over this Saturday, but we're going to just fast forward a little bit to next week. And you know, we have a Lehigh team coming in here that won a playoff game last year that we went down there and beat a few years ago at Lehigh. But more importantly, we're going to open up those east side stands for the first time. Hopefully pack over 5,000 people in here for that game. We are crossing our fingers that we do not have any delays with the scoreboard that you mentioned. And if you drive by now, you know, you were out there at practice and they put up the Welcome to a Root Field this morning on the one side, and you know, it dwarfs the one that's there now. It looks like it's a, you know, it wasn't big to begin with, but it looks like it's a Little League scoreboard out there now, and that's going to only enhance, you know, when they put up the backside of that scoreboard. But we're trying to change the game day atmosphere. And the goal on next Saturday, you know, for us, I think, as an administration, is to change that game day atmosphere. For you, obviously, your goal is the same. But do you get a different feel a little bit on the field, seeing that go up and seeing the bleachers on the other side and just knowing some of the changes that have been made?
No, it's obvious. We got a real ball yard. If you haven't backed to Central and you're a Central alum, or you get on our webpage and look at what Dr. Miller, our administration, Paul Slickman, Tom Pinson, Steve Valente, Mike Ancero, Amy Strickland, Molly McCarthy, everybody up there, what they put their heart and soul in for all our teams, our soccer team, everything they've done, the rebranding. We're real now. And the people that have come before us that allow us to have this chance, when you sit on that stadium, it's different. Now we have to get our student, get the 12th man out there, come out, we want to break a record. Fabulous time, wonderful atmosphere. And a lot of people put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this. And a lot of vision. And I think we're going to do well. Feel really, really good about it. And do I see a difference? Heck yeah. Puts chills down my spine. And I know the hard work that people have done to make it happen. And I respect it. I look at the 12 coaches before me. We're so lucky to be out here. And there's been a lot of one heartbeat unselfishness on parts of people to do it. So we'll work hard, and we'll do it the right way.
That home opener is September 8th at 12 o'clock against Lehigh. And, of course, now also new this year, you can just log on to ccsutickets.com and buy your tickets. And you know, which we've never had before, and avoid that line in the Root Field, and hopefully a lot of people go and do that before Saturday. We have an uptick in the season ticket sales, probably about 25% over last year, and you know, get daily updates of the people that go on and buy that stuff. So it's exciting. It's new. It's a learning process for everybody involved, but it's exciting at this point.
No doubt. And here's my suggestion to all the fans. This wonderful place, looking the good of everything. We're going to have some hiccups. But there's so many good things going on and so many people working so hard. Most importantly, our student-athletes in all our sports. Both soccer teams, our cross-country team has won 3 back-to-back. If you get a chance to come on our campus, please do. There's so many good things happening here. And people care. Get online. Buy tickets. Buy basketball tickets. And so just support CCSU. It's a wonderful place.
Season opener, 2 days away, Saturday, September 1st, on the road at Stony Brook at 6 p.m. We'll be on Fox Sports Radio 1410, beginning at 5:45 p.m. with Bruce Beal and Mark Robbins. We'll call all of the action all season long, all 11 games will appear on Fox Sports Radio 1410. And you can also listen online either at foxsportsradio1410.com or the iHeartRadio app on your smartphone. Catch all 11 games this season, including every game on the road. So 5:45 p.m., Fox Sports Radio, 1410. Coach Mack, we wish you good luck. We thank you for your time for Open Mack, and we will talk to you soon.
Fire up, baby.